It's been a while since we've checked in for a little reality chat. We've been so busy with interviews and shows and, oh my God, house renovations for you. You are in the thick of it. How are you going?
I'm okay. I'm here. We have done a lot of work. It's getting there. I've got a heater now. We've had no heater for 3 weeks, or close to 3 weeks. So now I've got a heater. So I feel like a new lady because having no heater in the middle of winter is, and it's warming up now. So I was not sure if I was just getting used to it or, but it is warming up a little bit. But having the heater back is good. It's just uncomfortable. And I'm angry when I'm cold.
I'm getting the sense that you're angry after our recording sessions lately. It's coming through, but that's fair enough. I couldn't live without a heater. I would have booked an Airbnb or a hotel by now.
It's been hard. And then living here, we moved in and literally ripped everything apart because of the things that we've found. So I've had tradesmen here, and normally I'm super awkward when tradesmen are around. But I've got used to them now, and I think we're besties. Maybe I'm a tradie now. I don't know. I'm not
Maybe
sure.
it's because you walked in on one of them in the toilet.
Maybe. Because I'm still getting used. Oh, no. I'm still getting used to the house. So downstairs has been the designated trades toilet, and the majority of the gentlemen are very loud about banging the doors, and it locks from either side. So I can hear if someone's in there. The other day, I didn't think there was anyone really here. So my husband was here and the electrician was here. And then I flung open the only bathroom that we're actually using all together as a family, which is upstairs. There was a man on the toilet. Oh my goodness.
I'm laughing, but I'm
I
sorry.
nearly, like, he had to wait. Like, I was like, when is this finishing? So, yeah, but I am getting more, clearly, I'm more comfortable with them.
You're doing a wonderful job. What I wanted to chat about briefly is just some of the things that are coming up because it's been a bit of a drought. There's not a lot going on, like over on HeyU. We've got a few shows, but not like a lot. We've got Salt Lake City, which is coming back later this month. It's only, I think, a week or so away. Can't wait for that because nothing has come out at all. They've all been very tight-lipped, so it's every episode will be a surprise.
And they're notorious for that, so that's
Yeah,
good.
they're really good at that. Mormon Wives has been announced as being back in November, so they have not wasted any time in picking up the cameras, which is fantastic. I wanted to quickly talk about a show on Netflix called Fit for TV, which is the Biggest Loser documentary. Were you a Biggest Loser fan back in the day? We all were. Let's be honest. So it's an interesting documentary. Not everybody was involved. Jillian Michaels refused to be on it, but Bob Harper was. There's talk about the dangerous practices that they put people through to lose the weight, the caffeine pills that they were taking. They were only eating like 800 calories. It was just an interesting insight to back. I remember watching it as a family. Like it was family viewing. I sat there with my parents watching The Biggest Loser. And now to look back at that, I'm like, oh my God, we were like picking on people. Like they were making fun of people and it was making fun of them for entertainment. So anyway, I recommend watching it. It's been very controversial, but it was a really good watch. So that's over on Netflix.
That these people, because I've only seen, I'm going to watch it, but I've only seen a preview. Is it that they haven't kept the weight off?
Yeah, they haven't.
Because I saw
The
one
one
person
that
say,
won.
"I'm fine," and then he
Yeah,
put it back.
the guy that lost the weight, like the re had the record weight loss, he is heavier than when he went on. So I think it's a very high percentage that have put it all back on. There's a handful who are like, "This changed my life. It was great." But for most of them, there was no support.
Do you remember that? Because we had Biggest Loser Australia. And then there was the guy who was getting around with the subway for a while. What was he about? Where's he these days?
The American guy, Jared.
Oh, was it the American guy?
Yeah, and
Or
he's a
was
pedophile. He's in jail.
Oh, okay. Ooh, well, there's an update. No
God.
subway there. Is he fat, though? I need to know how big he is.
That's your question.
happening? Has he maintained?
I don't know. He wasn't in the documentary.
Not appropriate. So I thought he was an Australian guy. I just remember I watched it at the start religiously. I watched a bit of the Australian one, and then they started doing group ones or
Yeah,
something, and
like
it got
whole
weird.
towns and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And workplaces, and it got into Jerry Springer territory, and I was like, I'm out.
And so I never really religiously followed them or anyone after. And because it was before social media, so you couldn't follow these people online. So yeah, I wasn't sure if that was an Australian guy, but I remember going to Subway and the guy was like holding his pants out.
Yeah.
Like it was, so that's American. Okay.
That
And
was
he's,
Jared. Yeah.
okay. So he wasn't on there clearly.
No. But yeah, worth a watch. Morning Wars is back this month on Apple TV, which normally I get really excited for it, but after last season, which was so heavily filtered to filter out any line or crinkle on their face, it was a bit too hard to watch. So I don't know if they'll take that feedback on board. I hope Jon Hamm is still in it because I just think I adore that man. And yeah, it was a good show. The other thing, I went to the movies and saw The Naked Gun. Did you ever used to watch the Naked Gun movies?
Yeah.
And I laugh at them and they're silly. I went in gold class and there were many times where I was the only person laughing. I was giggling like a schoolgirl.
Why wasn't anyone else
I just think I laughed at the really silly things that people weren't necessarily thinking were very funny. But look, I liked it. It was just a bit of fluff. It was silly. It was just a bit nostalgic because I loved, especially Naked Gun 33 and a third.
laughing?
That last one with Anna Nicole Smith. That one is the one I remember from my childhood the most. So yeah, I thought I would recommend those shows. What kind of sort of what's been on HeyYu?
We've got also on HeyYu, only way is Essex is back. So TOWIE, so people know it, it's back. It's on episode two. I watch it. It is incredibly staged. It has been on for years and years, but I love it. So that's back. That's streaming now on HeyYu. And then we've also got Below Deck Med coming back at the end of September. So Captain Sandy, Aisha's on this one. I'm not sure what guests we've got, if there's any, because you know how some are having crossovers now. So I'm not sure if crossovers planned, but stay tuned because that one looks like a good season that's coming up on there.
Did you see Captain Jason on the sailing boat with Colin on
Yes.
Instagram? Okay. We need that as a show, please.
Colin's not coming back.
You don't think?
I don't think he's coming back. He's sailing the high seas.
True.
Like,
It was a nice, it was a very, I mean, it was a very high production value video. Like it had backing music and editing and stuff like that. So I don't know. It seemed very high quality for something that was just a, hey, we're hanging out on the high seas. It seemed like it was leaning in towards something coming, but we'll
it
see.
could be. Colin might be back in some capacity. I don't think he'll be back in that below deck kind of thing. I think it'd be more like in some sort of documentary style sailing show or something like that. I don't think he'll be back where that drama was. I really think that turned him off with the
What do you
Daisy.
think about Daisy and Gary? And Gary the other day posting like a montage of all the photos of them together. Are they together or not?
What is that?
I don't know. I'm confused because I thought they weren't even on speaking terms.
He put, though, a flashback photos of all the dress ups that he'd done on the boats. And I think people had commented and said, we want flashback photos of you and Daisy, because he said, I'm just giving the people what they want. I think it's for clickbait
Yeah.
because Gary has no job.
True. He needs the clicks to earn the money off the Instagram.
Yeah. So I think that that's what it is. And to get people talking about him again, and it's worked.
Speaking of Below Deck, surely this is over soon, this season of Below Deck. It feels like it's just going and going and going.
I am enjoying it though.
Yeah, I stopped enjoying it after the Did He Have Sex in the Ocean chat.
Got
Too
change.
kind. Surely that was the high that we needed to end the season on. Like we're still going and they're all starting to hate each other and it's like I
Oh,
need
you
to
don't.
be done.
No, I love it.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.